This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the Monday, October 5th, DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan will be joined by Dana Chang from the Epoch Times, talking about the Chinese meddling in our election in a few minutes. But let's first of all find out what the latest may be. Jennifer, you're following what the president is doing. Does he get out of jail today, in a manner of speaking, or does he stay in the hospital?
He could. It looks like he might. There was a restatement just put out by Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, just a few moments ago, and he said the president continued to improve overnight. His vitals are looking good. He continues on his course of remdesivir. I think he has a couple more doses of that, and they say they remain optimistic that the president could be out of Walter Reed by later this afternoon. I think one of the things that they'll have to take into account is whether or not he really is ready to go home. Now, they have full medical facilities at the White House, but what you don't want are the optics of the president going home and then having to go back to Walter Reed. So I think if he gets released today, that's a really good sign, because that means he's not going to be going back and forth. I think the president knows that optically that wouldn't look great, and he is pretty aware of that, probably more than anybody else, about optics. And so I think if he's ready to come out, I think that's a really good sign today, because I don't think they want to risk him having to go back in.
So what happens, though, in terms of distancing, quarantining, because whether you're in the White House or wherever you are, aren't you supposed to stay away from everybody for 14 days? How's that going to play into running
the
country?
Well, he's got to be around the Secret Service, and people flipped out about him going on his little drive yesterday to say hi to his supporters, but he's going to be around those Secret Service people for sure. He's around Mark Meadows already, who continues to test negative. They're wearing masks around each other. But most of the White House staff is being asked if they can to work from home over the next 10 days. So I think it'll be a more skeleton crew around him, a lot of people working remotely, but there are just going to be people who are going to have to be around him, and they're going to have to literally take their chances, wear the mask, and hope for the best. You know, I'm sure we'll probably hear about a few more cases, because unfortunately what we've learned is that you can't necessarily hide. You have to. I mean, he's the leader of the country. He's got to get out there and work. And that's one of the risks.
So that dink Adam Schiff, your congressman, says he's worried.
There's a debate I'm going to today.
Oh, really? What's the scoop with that?
Schiff and Early, congressional candidates. I will be going to both. Now, Schiff is supposed to be on Zoom, and we'll see if he actually shows. I don't know. But he's supposed to. He's supposed to be there today.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the Supreme Court nominee, there's supposed to be some sort of self-isolation for her before she goes into confirmation.
So
I thought they were doing that.
She's already had it. So everybody who's calling for her to self-isolate, she just had it a couple of months ago. She and her husband both
get it again. There are people who've gotten it twice.
But it's pretty rare, especially in the first couple of months after you get it, because you have antibodies. So
well, they thought it was 3 months, but it's actually lower than that. They found that antibodies and only 17% of the people had it after, like, 4 weeks. So I don't know. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, I already had it, and it's fine. I won't get it again. But that's not the case. And there are more and more people coming forward who have had it twice. So she really should be careful and wear a mask and stay distanced from everyone.
In any case, I think what they're calling for is for her to not have her confirmation hearings, because it, again, gets political. I think it's less about everybody's health when it comes to this and more about what can we use to try to prevent her from getting her nomination confirmed. And so I don't know. I mean, I think that everybody is going to be away for 10 days because the Senate is going to be working remotely. So I think after that, I think it would be ridiculous to try to hold back anymore if no one's presented any symptoms.
You know, one of the things I said this earlier on, it disgusts me. Here's the example, one of the examples. MSNBC's, one of the reporters there wants to know what Nancy Pelosi is doing to get ready to be the president.
Oh, my God.
She's next after...
Calm down, everyone.
I mean, Jesus.
Like, this is just stupid.
I don't even bring attention to that.
That's just idiocy. Yeah.
Yep, sure is. All right, 10 past the hour here on the DJV program. Joining us now is reporter Dana Chang, who works with the Epoch Times. She's one of the American correspondents born in China. Matter of fact, I think, Dana, you told us a while back you were born in Wuhan, right? Is that where you lived before you came to America?
Yes, I grew up in Wuhan.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's more on the virus, but I do know that the Chinese are meddling in our election affairs, and I wonder how much detail you have, because we've given a lot of attention to the Russians. I've been saying for months the Chinese are up to their mickeys in this. So what are the Chinese? What's the Chinese leadership doing, and what are people who are in various offices around China doing to try to mess up our election?
Well, first of all, there are about 5 million Chinese in America, and a lot of them, majority of them, have a connection with people in China, and they use WeChat to connect. WeChat and TikTok are very popular among Chinese people, and on that platform, that's a state-controlled platform, and they can collect data, and they advance their propaganda. So basically, these people who are connected with WeChat are connected with the propaganda in China. So what's the propaganda of Communist Party right now?
So one of the things...
Anti-Trump. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's anti-Trump, right. One of the things that is so clear to most people who are thinking through all of this... The fact that TikTok has been allowed, I don't know that much about WeChat. Ladies, what do you know about WeChat? I don't know what is
it's
that.
It's a messaging app that I will not use because I've been reading for years about all the tech flaws in it, and there's just no data security.
Well, it's not only about the data. Data is one aspect. Another aspect is they basically push the communist propaganda. Mm-hmm. To another country, and they did that to Taiwan in the election. They did that to Australia. For Australia politicians, if they want to get elected, they have to advertise on WeChat. And WeChat are controlled by the propaganda department in China. And the major propaganda is anti-Trump. Guess what happened? Last Friday, when the news came out that Trump got the virus, the whole China was celebrating, and this is a state-controlled internet. Some stores give discount and say celebrating, and people are celebrating. People are like cheering in the bus everywhere, and that's the result of the propaganda. They want
so
to take down America.
Let's get this straight, Dana. We often talk about the connection between the Chinese and America and what's going on in America. So what I'm hearing you say here is that the propaganda machine in China, anti-American or anti-Trump or whatever, is having a major impact on Chinese population. Is that true?
That's one aspect. That's one aspect. Another aspect, a lot of Americans get on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. They get on TikTok. So on TikTok, the first time when Trump had a rally after the virus outbreak, TikTok, the people are talking, oh, we should take up the seat, take up the ticket, but no show up.
Oh,
and
right.
That's what happened.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happened, right? That's what happened. And then, because America is a very open city, and many Chinese from China, they get on the social media here and speaking English, pretend to be, American, and spread their information, basically try to pretend to be Democrat, for example, attack Trump. And they decided... Go ahead.
Oh, no, Dana, I was asking because I heard a story, just I think it came out over the weekend, that the major media outlet in China that is run by the Communist Chinese government was, did it come out as an endorser of Joe Biden, right?
Well, they won't openly say that, but everyone knows they want Biden or anyone.
Why do you think?
Biden, of course.
All right, so Dana Chang here from Epoch Times on the DJV program. How does it benefit China if Joe Biden is president?
Well, they think he would continue the pre-Trump China policy. Before Trump, China could do anything they want. They can take the technology, they can come here and take the advantage in every aspect. They take the wealth and take the technology to China. It takes another 2 years. If not because Trump stopped that, it takes another 2 years for China economy to surpass U.S. economy.
One wonders in this circumstance why it is that we are, as an American people, never mind the parties, never mind the personalities, whatever you want to say about Biden or Trump, but the general, the American, the average American on the street needs to know how dangerous it is. And by the way, I don't know why we haven't outlawed, why, never mind selling TikTok to some American country, why is it even allowed here? Why don't we just outlaw it, say you can't do business here? Well, I don't understand.
Well,
go ahead.
This is what has happened in the last few decades. China banned all the social media of American, like no Facebook, no Google, no Twitter, nothing. But here, America is open to everything made in China.
Mm-hmm. Well, we recoil at the idea of being...
I think there's a backlash happening, though.
Yeah, but yeah. It's time for us to look at this thing differently because the world is so different, frankly. And
well,
that,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, American people and America as a country have treated China as a normal country. They don't understand this is a communist regime, no different than Soviet Union.
Well, and what we've done is we've forgotten all of that stuff because we're greedy. Mm-hmm. We want all the cheap crap that's made over there. It's cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. So we're going to go, we're going to bolster their economy. They're alive and well because of us. And we're too stupid to see that or greedy or cheap or whatever. And that's really the bottom line. That's the bottom line here. We are we're killing ourselves. Chinese don't, you know, they can speed it along if they want to, but they're, and then you wonder, Dana, why it is, why would you want to be the most powerful country in the world? Look at all the problems that are associated with it. That's another question, I suppose, for another day.
Well, China, like a communist has ruled China for 71 years. Mm-hmm. The entire course of these 71 years, China has seen America as the number one enemy because the universal value, the freedom, the idea of freedom is a threat to communists.
Mm-hmm. Well, we better wake up to that and be acting accordingly. Dana, thank you. Dana Chang from the Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, Epoch Times. You can look it up, subscribe, find out what's going on really inside of China. 19 after the hour inside the DJV program, taking care of your body with diet and exercise. Cool. Lose that weight using the services of Calitrin is a great idea. But then, after you're all done with that, what are you doing for your brain? You have a good, healthy brain, do you? Or are you wondering, what should I be doing to supplement how I feed my brain? My suggestion, my strong suggestion to you, is that you use Prevagen for a healthier brain and therefore a better life. Yep, take care of your brain. Improving your short-term memory is what happens with Prevagen. Your brain is, as you get a little older, becomes a little, old. Your brain, as you get older, your brain becomes old. Yes, that's true. Add Prevagen to your daily routine for improvement in age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life. Yes, Victoria, when you get old, your brain gets older, too. I heard you wanted to laugh. Go ahead. It's 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Love this song. Crank it up, will you?
No. We'll always love you.
Voice.
Yep. It's quite a voice, quite a song. The Whitney Houston hologram that recently surfaced is going to be put back under wraps because it's been banned by a judge. A Whitney hologram originally intended for The Voice, which was to be used years ago, last week. It was supposed to be new and improved version. Whitney's estate was angry because it didn't approve the release. The man whose company designed the hologram believed he was allowed to use it on Scott Squish's variety show, The Voice. And he did. David thought he was in the clear because he had previously worked on a Whitney hologram 4 years ago. That one was scrapped because her estate didn't like the look of it.
It looked really wonky.
I
saw some
it.
Of the original. It looked very weird and fake and wonky. Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. So, how do they... I thought the holograms that have been in use, pretty much the ones of Elvis and Frank Sinatra and... Who else do they have? John Lennon?
Buddy Holly one.
They have
a Buddy Holly one, and they have a Roy Orbison one. Those are the two that are on tour, or were on tour before the pandemic. And I thought they looked really good.
Yeah.
The Whitney one... I don't know. It just, it, for whatever reason, it just didn't, I don't think it captured what Whitney really looked like. They And they've had a similar problem with the Amy Winehouse one. You know, that's been in the works for years, and they just haven't been able to come up with the right answer. I have a feeling part of the reason is because Whitney and Amy Winehouse moved around more. Roy Orbison never moved. He stood there playing the guitar with one expression on his face the whole time.
Right.
And Buddy Holly kind of the same way. That's the only thing I could think of that might be different.
So how else could you use a hologram other than in a musical program? There have been people who have been trying to do a hologram of John Wayne, for example. Actually, believe it or not, somebody is trying to do a hologram of Jesus. I don't know.
Well, that would be something. I mean, can't we let Jesus just rest in peace?
Oh, my
God. He's the busiest dead guy I've ever known.
I know, really.
We put a whole lot of Jesus everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think you could use it for anything. It could be historically they can use, you know, they can use holograms for museum tours.
Yeah.
The Holocaust Project has done an incredible job of interviewing survivors of the Holocaust and turning them into holograms.
Yeah.
And so when you're at various Holocaust museums around the world, you can actually see the hologram of the survivor telling their experience. It's very powerful.
Yeah. All right, up next here at 26 After on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug, Shawn Mendes released a new single called Wonder, title track from his upcoming album due out in December. Wonder arrives with a music video that complements the song's feel and message. Boasts shots of Mendes on the top of a train, ducking his head just as it speeds under a tunnel. And later in the video, he dances with a small troop in a forest. Then he sprints through the trees till he screeches into a halt at the edge of a cliff. This is like, sounds like Mission Impossible.
And the video kind of has a very cinematic feel to it.
This is
a more intense sound from Shawn Mendes. Normally he's kind of poppy and light and very romantic, but this feels a little pandemic-y darker.
Yeah. He said about writing this song, I was able to sit there with myself in a journal and kind of just get deep, think about what it's really like and what do I really want to say and how do I actually feel. You can't always do that in a few hours in the studio. Sometimes you got to give it days and weeks and feel like, wonder, what really is that? This, he says, feels like that's what it is to me. So this song, Wonder, marks Mendes' fourth album. Follows his self-titled LP a couple of years ago. Shawn announced the record last week, sharing the album's short intro track. So that's what this is here if you're a Mendes fan. There it is. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and free premium delivery. Ends Tuesday. To learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus on Sunday. Biden, holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida and also participating in a town hall with Florida voters. The second of three presidential debates also set for Florida. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign's senior advisor, says the former vice president will be there.
We are looking forward to the debate. on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall. And we are hoping that President Trump can participate. We're hoping that he's medically able to participate. And, you know, that's up to his doctors to clear him. But Joe Biden will be at that debate.
Sanders speaking there on CNN. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says the president is feeling well and could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Supreme Court opens a new 9-month term on Monday following the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and amid a Senate confirmation battle over her successor. The return to work for 8 justices comes as Republicans inch closer to securing a conservative majority on the high court. And Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says some folks are not happy about that.
The left is losing their minds right now with this vacancy is that they feel their hammerlock on the court is in danger of slipping away. And it's about power. It's about power to control America without actually having to convince voters. I mean, the hard left views most American voters as ignorant rubes. They think we're too dumb to govern ourselves and our elitist betters should set the rules for us. And it's that's really what drives, I think, their rage in this context.
Actor Thomas Jefferson Byrd, known for his roles in Spike Lee films, has been shot and killed in Atlanta. Police responding to a call, finding the 70-year-old Byrd unresponsive with multiple gunshot wounds in his back. Responding paramedics pronouncing him dead at the scene on the city's southwest side where he lived. Remembrances coming in for Byrd across the nation. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Four at the hour on the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. And you, the passing of Bob Gibson, something noted over the weekend, one of the great baseball players, 84 years of age. He probably was the best pitcher in the era. I'm not a sports fan, although I do like baseball. He played for St. Louis. Actually, when I was working on KMOX, they were the voice of, never got to meet him or interview him, but he had, it's funny, St. Louis and Cincinnati, I worked in both those cities over the years, Victoria, and they both have a very similar air to them. It's kind of like if the locals could build a wall around the city and keep everybody else out, they would like that. And there's an iconic way of looking at the sports teams, for example. Both the Reds and the Cardinals had people playing for them. Once they started, they stayed. They never went anywhere else. Many of the better players, I don't know if it's true in football, but I know it is in baseball, in those two towns. And Gibson was one of those people. I think he played for the Cardinals for 17 years and really helped them a lot when it came to their World Series efforts in a couple of different years. So known as, his real name was Pac Robert Gibson. He was known as Bob. Did a lot of talking about winning. He was a great motivator. You know, one of those guys that pretty simple. The old age of baseball, major baseball players in the leagues, were quite a bit different than they are now. You know, these guys only get paid $200,000-$300,000 a year. It wasn't like the millions that these people get paid. And they, but it was thought to be, that was cool. It's worth noting that he was a great baseball player and passed away at the age of 84. Okay. Now, speaking of passing away, the number of cases has declined in only 3 of the 50 states. In fact, the numbers are going up in some other states, and it's interesting to see the states where the numbers are going down, don't you think?
Yeah, well, those are 3 states. So the 3 states that have seen a dip are Texas, Missouri, and South Carolina. Missouri and Texas, we know, they got hit really hard. So it kind of stands to reason that those cases would now start to be waning. The other problem, though, is that 21 other states have reported a rise compared to last week. So Wisconsin has already issued a public health emergency. They saw hospitalizations more than double since last month. A lot of those hospitals have reported over the weekend that being, you know, very close or at capacity. So Wisconsin not in great shape. All 72 counties in Wisconsin have very high case levels. It's straining the resources. It's limiting the contact tracing. It's kind of been, it's been alarming, according to Governor Tony Evers there. He said, we have to get back to basics in fighting the virus first and foremost. Stay home. And he said, if you have to leave your house, wear a mask wherever you are out and about. In New York City, Mayor de Blasio over the weekend pissed a lot of people off because they are now in 9 different zip codes. In neighborhoods of Brooklyn and Queens, they are now going to shut down for 2 weeks, the schools, everything. Those 9 zip codes are, in most cases, heavily Jewish, heavily Orthodox neighborhoods. We've had the same issue here with outbreaks in New Jersey. It tends to be tied to...
Jews are very arrogant when it comes to this stuff.
It tends to... Well, statistically, you know, I don't know what the motivation is for not wearing masks and ignoring all of this, but every time that there's been a large gathering in New Jersey that has, you know, spawned an outbreak, it's always within the Hasidic or Orthodox community. So yeah. I'm not sure why the messaging isn't getting to them. But in New York, that's now the reason.
Getting to them, but they'll ignore it because they ignore everything. They're very arrogant, very difficult, and people say, oh, that's a racist statement. No, it's the way it is in that community. It's the same in Los Angeles as it is in New York, any other. I think those two cities have the largest Hasidic population, the very conservative Orthodox Jews who pay no attention to anybody or anything. The men, if you talk about a male-oriented society,
yeah,
the men run everything. The men don't work. The women, I don't understand how they support themselves. They're supposedly studying all the time, whatever the laws are. And, you know, there's nothing anti-Semitic. There isn't an anti-Semitic bone in my body. But I'll tell you, I got little patience. I've had a lot of experience with Hasidic Jews over the life of my earlier career was in the clothing business. I've had a lot of careers, and that was one of them. And these people are impossible. That's the best way. And the women, 8, 10, 12 kids in a family. I mean, it's a wholesale. It's obnoxious, maybe, is the way of putting it. I don't know. Having that many children, even though you can say, well, Doug, it's none of your business. Well, you know, it kind of is. Now, these days, with all the taxes on our resources and the people who can't find jobs, there's just an overpopulation. There's too many people to begin with. To have 8, 10, 12 kids in a family, completely irresponsible. So, anyway, Meanwhile, back to what you were saying. Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
Well, you know, it is frustrating because we live, you know, we're in New Jersey here on the shore, and our community, the surrounding three communities, really, like a horseshoe shape around us, are all Hasidic and Orthodox Jewish communities. And it's frustrating for us because wherever we go, we wear our mask and we are socially distanced, and we share the beach here, we share the community with all of the Orthodox people, and I've never seen a mask on a single one of them. It's very, people can do whatever they want to do. I believe in religious freedom. If you want to have 10 kids and if you can support them, fine, that's your choice. But, you know, but be respectful of other people. And they're just not. And I'm just not seeing that here. And that's kind of similar reports coming out of New York.
You won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't.
It's
okay, so now, the business about, I said this on the air, I think last week, Wednesday or Thursday, we were talking about immigration, how it's gone off of the map. Nobody talks about immigration anymore. There hasn't been a lot of increased activity on the borders here because we kind of, well, we shut them down. But if you look around the world at other countries who have shut down their borders to keep the people coming in, whether it's, you know, they're trying to keep the COVID people out, Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam, Rwanda, Ghana. Let's see here. In Europe, most of the countries actually have closed the borders. We've closed the border to China, I think, or we were going to.
No,
did we ever?
No, there were. That was only when Trump had the flights that were canceled between China and America. But that was
okay.
Everything with regard to China seems to be, you know, normal operation again.
Yeah. Well, that's not good for anybody.
It was really more of a focus on the southern border, which at the time really posed the least amount of risk, you know, and so with that, like, he got criticism for that because it felt very political. Well, I'm just going to use the excuse of the virus and shut down immigration at the southern border between Mexico. So that was the criticism. That's where it came from.
Yeah. All right, here's another. These are candidates for the Darwin Award. The nuts in the news, the dummies, a couple of college students hospitalized after they fell four stories taking a selfie on the rooftop of a party.
Oh, why are you at a party? Why are you at a party? It's a pandemic. Yep. You're so stupid. Stop going to parties. Oh, my God.
And then there's another fellow who fell to his death. He was out on a branch on a cliff posing for a picture, and the branch broke. Oh, that was the end of him.
That was the guy who fell 100 feet into, right, in Oregon? He fell 100 feet into the ocean and died?
Yep.
Yeah. Genius.
Yep. See you later. Well, I mean, it's not, I shouldn't probably be laughing about it. We had a song earlier from Reba McEntire, and who's the man that was singing? Was it
Cody Johnson?
Somebody. Yeah, right. Okay, so one of the bull riders at Oklahoma State, they have, some of these universities have bull riding teams. He was bucked from a bull during a rodeo, broke his neck.
Oh.
That was the end of him.
Very, very dangerous. Died?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's awful.
And then there's
that sport is so dangerous.
Very dangerous. There's another story of a couple at Yosemite
You mean Yosemite?
Who says Yosemite?
That's how Trump pronounced it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
now they're,
yeah, okay.
And actually, it's the funny aside is the Jewish Museum in New York has already sold T-shirts that say Yo-Semite, which is kind of funny. And so when Trump couldn't pronounce Yosemite, he said Yosemite, and so the T-shirts now have been selling like gangbusters. It's hilarious.
Really?
People make money, you know, however they can.
Yes, they do. There is a woman in government spot that we are about to make you aware of, because October is National Liver Awareness Month, a perfect time to think about your health and how early action can help prevent serious illnesses like liver disease. Listen up.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hepatorenal syndrome type 1, or HRS1, is a life-threatening rare disease characterized by complications of liver disease that strikes quickly and can lead to kidney failure. Here's Maine Senator and Women in Government Board Chair Stacey Guerin with an important message.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? And if you or a loved one have a rare disease, it is important to know that you are not alone. And there are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, we have 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. What do we know about the debate on Wednesday night between, there seems to be some confusion. How is it going to be conducted? Because they've changed the rules. I think,
it'll be in person. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be in person. Instead of 6 feet apart, they'll be 12 feet apart. And they only do one vice presidential debate, so I thought it was kind of interesting. Behind the scenes, Mike Pence has been doing his debate with
practice.
His practice partner. I think the last name is Bondi. I forget what his first name was. He's a former prosecutor. So because Kamala Harris is a former prosecutor, so I thought that was an interesting. Partner. And then on Kamala Harris's side, I was very surprised to learn this, but I also think it's a good sparring partner. She's been doing her practice debates against Mayor Pete. So I thought that was really interesting because Mayor Pete always impressed me in the debates. He never loses his cool. He always has, you know, an arsenal of facts and figures. And I thought that he always presented himself really, really well. Also, being from Indiana, he knows a lot of the issues and things like that. So I thought that I'm interested to actually see this debate because I think it will be a debate. It's not going to be a shouting match. Yeah. I think that it's actually going to be. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Right. The American Mega Mall in New Jersey that opened last autumn. What's going on there? I noticed that there's a water park there.
Yeah, it's a huge facility. It's right outside, if anyone who's not from New Jersey, it's right near where Giants Stadium is, where the Jets and Giants play.
Right.
It's in that area. I don't know if it's technically Rutherford or what town it is, but it's right near that area. East Rutherford. It's huge. Yeah. It's absolutely huge. Yeah. Well, I don't think it was. Was it opened already when the pandemic hit?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I think
it wasn't
finished. Still, it's not
finished.
Still,
right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Why is that in the news now? I didn't see anything about it.
Well, I guess that they're trying to figure out what to do.
How to reopen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the the virus. These like the mega. What's the mall? Isn't. Is it Wisconsin, Minnesota? Where's that?
The Mall of America.
Mall of America.
The big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that open?
I went. Well, I went by the big mall here over the weekend, and it was jammed. There's no parking. Parking lots are all full. So apparently somebody's going back to the malls, not afraid of the pandemic. It's 10 for the hour here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No mistaking the James Bond theme. So the latest, the 25th James Bond film, No Time to Die. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments, our movie man, has news on what is happening to the release date of No Time to Die. Chucker?
Well, you know, Doug, for the last few months we talked about when are we going to start to move forward. We thought maybe a little bit of a forward momentum with the release of Warner Bros. Tenet. A month ago when the theaters and some of the bigger chains started to open to some capacity, but once MGM Universal pulled the plug on releasing the new James Bond film, No Time to Die, in November, pushing it ahead to April 2021, it caused a ripple effect with Regal, the number two chain in the United States, shutting down operations, and word is that Cinemark might follow suit until sometime in 2021 when bigger releases start to get released. See, I look at it and say to myself, why can't they just open with a skeleton crew and just continue to just not operate is very concerning for the industry, I think.
There's the local 16, the AMC theater with 16 screens here in Framingham is open. Yeah. They have somebody collecting tickets. They have one or two people on either side bringing you close to, you know, wherever you're going. No food, no popcorn, no drinks, nothing. Yeah, it's very
simple. The food and the drinks, that's not the problem. It's sitting indoors without the proper air filtration. That's the problem. That's why people aren't going. Anybody who has a brain is not going to go and sit and risk that.
Well,
it's, you know, if you're
the
around.
Filtration, though. That's, I think AMC's made a big deal out of it.
But it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to upgrade to a system that actually kills the virus. And movie theaters don't have that money. They haven't spent that. So adding more, you know, fans and stuff or whatever they've done, it's not. not really enough to make people, most people, feel safe.
So
no, I agree. It's pretty obvious most people do not, and the numbers certainly reflect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The number of what the, I suppose we call them tentpole films, the Black Widow, the Falcon, Winter Soldier, the Batman thing with Pattinson, who apparently got the virus. All these things have been pushed back, right? Wonder Woman 1984. Is that going to come out or not?
So far, that's
it's scheduled for Christmas, but there's no way it's coming out.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a major big studio. I mean, like this Friday, there's a Liam Neeson movie called An Honest Thief. I mean, it's a Midland movie with a Midland budget. That probably will hit. That's going to hit theaters or whatever theaters are open.
I want to see that.
You know, the $150, $200 million movie, there's no way that's going to be released. I mean, they are. Although, if you look at the numbers of Tenet, I mean, Tenet did 2.7 over the weekend, off 21% week to week. It's the only really game in town in terms of big movie making. It's done $45 million here domestically, $307 million worldwide. Having said that, it needs $500 million worldwide to break even because it's a $200 million plus movie. Wonder Woman 84 will be in the same category, and you know, these movies could have did $1 billion in the normal landscape. So Tenet took one for the team, as I said a month ago. The other studios are not going to follow suit. You got the Bond movie, you got A Quiet Place 2, you got Wonder Woman 1984, West Side Story, Spielberg's remake was pushed from December this year to December 21. So, I mean, the reality, and I hate talking about the same thing regurgitating on a daily basis, but until there's a working vaccine where the psychology completely changes, and it's all about psychology, no matter what people might think about their fear factors, the virus itself, whether they get the vaccination or not, until a certain amount of people get inoculated, I just think people ultimately won't return to movie theaters, concert halls, and football and baseball stadiums. And it stinks, and I hate saying it, but it's just, I think, the reality.
Well, the theater industry certainly is struggling, no question.
And Broadway, I mean, could be closed the whole next year. And people, you know, the realization of Broadway not being open and the hotel business in New York City and the restaurant, they saw it all feeds and dominoes.
I saw something about hotels going out of business, major chains bankrupt, just there's nobody going, and staying in the smaller hotels, never reopening.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from people in New York City that a lot of hotels will be converted into apartments and condos. And the real estate's good, but the hotel business is not.
The HBO miniseries The Undoing with Nicole Kidman, who plays a therapist. Do you hear anything about that?
No, I did not.
Quite the thing. She's her life is shattered, so says the slug here, by violence and lust. She's played that kind of, I think, a role before.
I do got one brief story before we leave. Jamie Foxx, who played a character, a villain called Electro in Sony's Spider-Man 2 about 10 years ago with Andrew Garfield, signed on with MCU, which is Marvel, to play the same character. I think they're going to do a multiverse, bring Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and Tom Holland all in the same film, all playing Spider-Man in different timelines, which will make a ton of money.
How exciting is that? Not.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.